Hello and welcome to the Hathaway and Coons audio blog. We're going to be covering all things Wyoming with respect to legal issues and matters occurring in Wyoming. My name is Matt Kaufman. I'm a partner with Hathaway and Coons.
And I'm Marianne Shaner, a partner as well with Hathaway and Coons.
All right, Marianne, I'm going to start by asking you, maybe you can describe for the listeners just an overview of how the legislative session is going to work this year, and including the schedule and kind of what will be covered this year by the general session.
Absolutely. So the general session of the Wyoming legislature will begin on January 10th. It will have the State of the State with Governor Mark Gordon giving his remarks to a joint session of both the House and the Senate. It will be a 37-day schedule. The legislature is allotted 60 days per biennium, so that's every 2 years in which they can meet. They must have a maximum of 40 days in the odd-numbered years, as well as 20 days in the even-numbered years. So it'll be fast and furious. It is a general session, so any topic can be considered. Do you think that the supplemental budget will be a big issue, and ARPA funding, the American Rescue Plan funds, will be an item of discussion as well. As the session gets closer, even though it's not too far away, many topics will come forward. We do have a fairly new legislature with 32 members joining.
Yeah, and maybe you could explain just a little for those that aren't familiar with the makeup of both the Senate and the House, and how we've had some recent changes with some additional folks, and also kind of the result of the election changing the complexion of the legislature a little bit.
Absolutely. So due to redistricting last year, there were previously 60 members in the House of Representatives. That number has been increased to 62 members. In the Senate, previously there were 30 members, and now there'll be 31 Senate members. So that will be a unique aspect of this year, and changes in numbers between both of those houses. Historically, there have been changes, but not for a very long time. As I mentioned previously, there are 32 new members between the new houses, and so that's close to a third of new members. So there'll be a lot of new faces around the Capitol. It's a very dynamic and unique process, so there'll be a lot of learning for those involved with it. Wyoming continues to be a very supermajority Republican state, and we have very few Democrats in the Wyoming legislature, as well as independent parties. The leadership did carry over somewhat from previous years, and so there'll be a new Speaker of the House and a new Senate President for the next 2 years.
Yeah, that's super, super helpful. And maybe while we're on the topic of the legislative makeup, you know, depending on the year, there's different numbers of bills that get introduced by individual legislators or committees. You probably know the numbers better than most, but I know in some years there's been 600, 700, 800 bills in a session that are introduced. Of course, the vast majority of them die, but maybe you could explain just a little for folks that aren't familiar the process that bills go through once they're introduced, and all the ways they typically die, or, you know, if it's something that makes it all the way through to the signing by the governor, kind of that process.
Absolutely. So individual legislators can sponsor their own bills. The interim committees have also been meeting since last session. What those committees are, they're comprised of a House committee and a Senate committee on particular topics. For example, each House has a mirror committee, like the Revenue Committee, and they meet 3 times during the interim to discuss legislation. And they ultimately can sponsor bills, and then those bills are considered during the following session. Due to the biennial shift that's occurring in 2023, the committee makeup is a lot different from the last session. So whether those committee bills move forward or not will be dependent upon the makeup of the new committees in 2023. As I started out saying, individual legislators can also sponsor bills, and those are on a variety of topics of interest, from citizens, groups engaged in the process, issues that they individually may have faced. Like you said, sometimes it can be 600-800 bills in a session, so it's hard to say where they all come from. Initially, a legislator sponsors a bill. They can ask for co-sponsors so that you can have a House member, you can have multiple House members, as well as a Senate member, multiple Senate members that sponsor a bill. Once it's introduced, it's referred to a standing committee. These are the committees that we just spoke about that have particular areas of expertise. For example, it said Revenue Committee, there's the Agriculture Committee, Corporations Political Subdivisions Committee, Minerals Committee, a variety of different committees that then hear the bills. So each committee has a chairman. The chairman then assigns the bills for consideration, holds a hearing on those bills. If a bill is considered favorably by a committee, then it moves forward and goes to what's called the Committee of the Whole or General File before each House. Each bill has three readings in a House. So it goes Committee of the Whole, General File, to second reading, then on to third reading. On third reading is the final vote of each House. If it passes by a majority, then it moves over to the other House. And at that time, it goes through the same process. It goes to a committee, and then it goes to Committee of the Whole, General File, second reading, third reading. If a bill makes it through each of those readings, each of those committees, then it's presented to the governor. The governor can then act upon that bill by signing it, vetoing it, or not acting upon it, and it can go into law without his signature.
Yeah, that's super helpful. So maybe to kind of finish this out, I'm sure a lot of people wonder if there's bills or pieces of legislation that they care a lot about, ways that they can get involved. Maybe one of the benefits of the legislative process from COVID was there's a lot more opportunity to participate online and via Zoom and things like that. But maybe you could just talk generally about the different ways that people can speak on legislation or participate in the process.
Absolutely. So getting in contact with legislators, I think, is key. If there's a specific bill, it's always important to reach out to your legislator or all of the senators or representatives. I find that because they're Wyoming citizens, you know, they have other jobs. They're not full-time legislators like you have at the congressional level or even in other states. They have regular lives, are paid very minimally. It's really something that they're dedicated to in order to be a legislator. So they're always open to emails. You can call them, many of them text. And then if you want to engage at a committee, you can either show up in person. The Wyoming Capitol has recently been redone and provides a great opportunity to go and testify to a committee or to engage in the halls of the Capitol. Or, as you mentioned, due to COVID, being able to testify before a committee online is an option that previously didn't occur. So you can sign up in advance and testify. However, I would really recommend that folks follow all the way through. The committee is just the first step, as we talked about. It's a very lengthy process for a bill to be enacted into law, and you need to be engaged at each level, each review, per se, of the bill as it moves forward.
Thank you all for listening. We'll be back, Marianne and I, to talk more midway through the session about some observations and updates regarding the session. And then hopefully we'll be back again at the end of the session to talk about final conclusions and what occurred and what legislation ultimately came out. In the meantime, of course, feel free to reach out to Hathaway and Coons anytime with any questions, and we're happy to help.
Thanks, Matt. Looking forward to it.